From the WGXC Newsroom, this is the WGXC News Update. I'm Philip Grant. Daniel Moritz Rabson reports for New York Focus that the Department of Corrections and Community Supervision is resisting oversight, according to lawmakers and watchdog organizations. The story says that, and I quote, the Correctional Association of New York cannot currently conduct monitoring of state prisons and had to abort a September visit to one prison, end quote. David Weprin, a Democrat from Queens who chairs the State Assembly's Committee on Correction, says he is, and I quote, deeply disturbed, end quote, by the conduct of the Department of Corrections and Community Supervision. Weprin said, and I quote, we want them to be as unrestricted as possible so they can do their job and effectively get us the most independent picture of what's actually really going on, end quote. Correctional Association of New York Executive Director Jennifer Shea says the group's oversight capacities had been limited since 2004. This year, though, in 2021, the legislature passed a bill opening up prison records, the ability to visit prison facilities without advance notice, and the possibility of court action if the prison agency failed to respect the organization's new charter. But former Governor Andrew Cuomo weakened the law, requiring that the Correctional Association of New York give prisons 3 days' notice before visiting a facility and have its oversight members sign a waiver. Prison officials are now trying to weaken the law, saying information obtained during visits cannot be used in lawsuits, and they also want to, and I quote, indefinitely, end quote, ban visitors they deem to have violated any security procedures or other issues. Current Governor Kathy Hochul, though, won't address the issue so far. Hazel Crampton Hayes, the governor's press secretary, said, and I quote, Governor Hochul is committed to improving transparency and restoring trust in government, and we have directed all agencies, including DOCCS, to develop plans to be more transparent, end quote. Read more about this story at New York Focus. Raymond Pignon from Columbia Green Media rounds up information about the candidates running for seats on the new Baltimore Town Board. Thomasina Winslow, Shelley Van Eaton, and Kelly C. Downs are competing for 2 seats on the board. Winslow is a new Baltimore-based musician and music educator running on the Democratic and Working Families line on the ballot and attended university at Albany. Winslow was a board member of Hudson River Sloop Clearwater Incorporated and the Tribe Hill Heritage Center. Winslow said, and I quote, transparency is a concern in that there really is not much communication. What I'm looking forward to accomplishing is having a positive, collaborative town board that works together to keep our community safe and forward-thinking, end quote. Van Eaton lives in New Baltimore and co-owns an excavating company and is running on the Republican and conservative lines and has been on the board since 2013. Van Eaton said, and I quote, I think we need to address the infrastructure for Water District 2. We have received a grant to do so and are currently working on the project. We are also working to redo the parks, end quote. Van Eaton added, and I quote, I am most proud of the work that we have done on the parks. It was a lot of work to get the grant money, but it is a major upgrade to our community, and I see people enjoying it all the time. I am also very proud of my Veterans Committee. We have had several picnics and luncheons for the veterans and always get a great turnout, end quote. Downs from Climax is a retired state internal auditor and is running on the Republican and conservative ballot lines and has been on the board since 2018. Downs said, and I quote, I feel taxes are an issue for our landowners. Unfortunately, as a town board member, we cannot control taxes imposed by the state or the school districts. If I am elected, I will continue to work on reducing town taxes as we have done for the last 8 years, end quote. He added, and I quote, with being an auditor, your mindset is always how to make the process better and more efficient and ensuring the safeguarding of town assets and monies. Along with these skill sets comes the talent of working on decreasing the risk that the town may have, which includes the development of policies and procedures that allow for complete transparency, end quote. Read more about this story at HudsonValley360.com. WGRZ reports that Governor Kathy Hochul signed a bill October 19th requiring documents that are discussed at meetings to be made available to the public upon request or posted to the public body's website at least 24 hours prior to the meeting. Previous to this law, local town boards often vote on laws without the public able to read the text beforehand. The Village of Catskill recently passed a short-term rental regulation bill and would not post the text publicly for a week after the vote. That all changes now. Hochul said, and I quote, "At a minimum, I believe that every government agency in the state of New York that's subjected to the open meeting law should provide this information because the best constituents we have are informed constituents," end quote. She went on to say, and I quote, "They have a right to know what's on the agenda. They have a right to contact their elected officials and to share their concerns. And in cases where the information is not available until the last minute or at the meeting, that denies the public of what I believe they are rightly entitled to," end quote. Read more about this story at the WGRZ website. And that wraps up the WGXE News Update. For local weather reports, public meetings, community information, or COVID-19 updates, visit our website at wgxc.org. From the WGXE Newsroom, I'm Philip Grand. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.